Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldsberg, 16 and endoscopy report on patient John Powell, date of birth 1/13/1964, date of procedure October 25th, 2023. Physician is Evgenia Goldsberg, DO. Referring physician is Lisa Patsignac. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy, and number two, esophagogastroduodenoscopy with biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indications, history of polyps, comma, screening, comma, dysphagia, comma, GERD. Description, procedure, informed consent was obtained, possible complication of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as a possibility of missing lesions, such as among the overall expensive patient period. Patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in the left lateral position, sedators per anesthesia service with monitor and anesthesia care period. A well-lubricated limpus video gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the third portion of the duodenum period. Second portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination was made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, and esophagus period. A retroflex view was obtained, the cardio period, air resection from the stomach, before withdrawal of the scope period. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position, a digital rectal exam is normal period, a well-lubricated limpus video colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and complements of the folds period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum period. Retroflex view was obtained in the rectum period, bowel preparation was good, the patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications, Boston bowel prep score was 7, 2-2-3 period, withdrawal time was 13 minutes. Findings, number one, on upper endoscopy, there was an unremarkable upper and mid esophagus. Period biopsies were taken to rule out EOE, period. Z-line was regular at 43 centimeters from the bite block, period. There was evidence of LA grade B ulcerative esophagitis, period. The lower esophagus was widely patent. Patent. There was no evidence of Schatzky's rings or hiatal hernia period. There was a small gastric body polyp that was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy period. Biopsies were obtained of the gastric antrum and body for histology given gastric erythema period. Duodenum was unremarkable to D2. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease period. There was evidence of the priorly noted lipoma in the antrum of the stomach period. On number two, on colonoscopy, there was one diminutive polyp that was sessile in the sigmoid colon that was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. There was grade one internal hemorrhoids, otherwise unremarkable colonoscopy to the cecum period. Will write for omeprazole 40 milligrams BID to be taken for 8 weeks, then every day following. Next line, repeat endoscopy in 2 to 3 months for reevaluation of esophagitis. Next line, follow-up colonoscopy in 5 years. Next line, high-fiber diet. Next line, follow-up in office previously scheduled. Please go back to the colonoscopy portion and add diverticulosis in the sigmoid colon. Thank you.